This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people. The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Well, I wouldn't say we're at our best, but we do at least try. Chip is outside trying to do all of the hand signals for YMCA, and this is another hospice show. And welcome, we've got Marianne Tasker with us. Welcome.
Hello.
Marianne, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
You're looking a bit tired. Are they working you hard?
They're working me really hard.
Yeah, Marianne works such long hours, and so many evenings with all her arts and crafts projects.
But from what I hear, it's actually turning up results, isn't it? Because you guys... I've just got a huge award. Tell us about that, Marianne.
Well, we were visited by the Care Quality Commission, which is a bit like the equivalent of Ofsted for healthcare organisations or institutions.
Did they just suddenly turn up?
Well, they warn you a few months in advance that you will be visited, and then they just turn up. Mm. So you're given... quite a bit of warning, because you have to sort of make sort of certain areas just sort of up to date with sort of things. They give you categories that they will come and investigate, and then they come, and we were awarded an outstanding.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is amazing. Congratulations.
How many people get outstanding?
Well, it's not loads, and it puts us up to the top 2% in the country.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's amazing.
So it's really good.
It must
really
be very, very nerve-wracking. Do they sort of come around and have a look at your quilting and sort of...
They didn't look at my quilting, but they did. They were very thorough, and it was really actually interesting how they wrote about the hospice and every aspect.
Yeah.
You know, volunteers, the inpatient unit, all of the community work that we do. But also there was a mention of schools projects as well.
Oh, fantastic.
So,
well done.
So that was really nice.
Yeah.
It is such an accolade, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it must give everybody a real boost.
All worth it, yeah.
I think we're really proud of working for Earl Mountbatten. It's really nice.
But you know, I was saying to Marianne in the green room, James, I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm not surprised.
I'm thrilled,
but I'm not surprised. Yeah,
no,
well done.
You all deserve it.
But it's
fantastic.
That's terrific. Now, what else is going on? Because last time we saw you, Marianne, you were sort of very busy. Were you doing some ceramics, I think, weren't you? Didn't you have a ceramic Sunday?
There was ceramic Sunday. I have to say, not many people turned up, which was a shame.
Yeah.
But we do it every fourth Sunday of a month. So next time, just before we're going to do it again, I'll put out a reminder, because it's a really nice thing for people to do.
Because it's a lovely way of making presents, isn't it, for loved ones?
Yeah. It is, yeah. So that was nice.
And also, I guess, something you can do as a family.
You can do it as a family.
Yeah, with a group of friends.
Yeah, it's great. And you don't need any experience, and it's just quite a fun thing to do, I think.
Yeah, fantastic.
So, yeah.
Good.
And how's the quilting going?
The quilting. So we're creating this 35th anniversary quilt, which is now going to become an anniversary hanging rather than a quilt, purely because they're extraordinary pieces that people are doing. They're doing squares. Each person's doing a square with a theme of the hospice. But the different fabrics and the plique and stuff that everyone's using, because I mentioned Grace and Perry, and of course people have gone wild, it's now going to be a wall hanging rather than being sewn together, because I think it would be impossible to make it into a quilt. But it's great. I'd really love more people to come along and have a go.
Yeah. Well, there are lots of people who do that kind of thing on the island, aren't there?
I mean,
this is the Isle of Crofts.
It is the Isle of Crofts.
Yeah.
So are they going to be 35 pieces, or is there no limit to the size?
There's no limit to the size. So yeah, I'm hoping there'll be more than 35, actually.
Yeah. What if there are some odd ones out, you know, when you're sort of trying to sort of piece it all together into one big one?
Well, this is why I think of wall hanging. So I'm going to get a large canvas that I'll hem and then loop at the top.
Okay.
And then we'll sew the individual squares on, and then I'm going to join them together with a huge sunflower.
Oh, that's nice.
We'll weave
itself
through.
A sort of meandering motif. Yeah. Yeah, nice one.
Marianne's so clever.
I know.
Every time you come in here, Marianne, you sort of talk about about these projects you're working on using yet more skills we didn't know you had.
Well, you see, the thing is, my trick is I get to know people that have got more skills than me and they teach me. So this little group that have started, I've learned so much from the ladies that come.
Yeah.
So it just builds on my skills. So it's a bit of a skills exchange.
Oh, that's fantastic. Fabulous. And I think you've been on the Grace and Perry website as well. Yeah. Grace and coming down to lend a hand.
Well, I'm dropping hints, but nothing's happening so far.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see if we can arrange that. He's a bit of a rebel, isn't he? And so is Alicia's Attic. It's Vectis Radio here. That's Alicia's Attic, and he's a rebel. And I think we've got an emergency in the studio. There is some frantic paddle. Has there been a spillage?
Nope, absolutely fine. Macca, if you're listening, liquids are not involved.
No, liquid. Yeah. That's a lot of Cocoa Pops on the floor.
Yeah, I was just having a quiet word with Mariam.
Oh, right.
I couldn't remember whether in the last section we mentioned that Mariam would love it if some more people would like to come along and join her quilting sessions.
Oh, yes. Well, I think it was implied, but perhaps not explicit.
Okay,
So let's go explicit here on Vectis Radio, shall we?
Very explicitly, I'd say I'd really love some more people to come along and join us on a Tuesday evening between 6:15 and 8:30 to come and do a square to contribute to this big quilt.
And what level of expertise do they need? Would you say that, you know, no experience necessary?
Or absolutely no experience really? Necessary. Just come along, be willing to have a go and join us and experiment.
So if I came along, I mean,
we'd welcome you.
Yeah, okay. I haven't done any sewing since primary school.
But I guess if you were someone like me who's not good at sewing, you could sort of could you use sort of fabric and glue and you sequins?
Absolutely, and that's what people are doing.
Ribbons.
One lady's drawn a beautiful, well, she had her white fabric and she's painted a tree on it with acrylics, and then she's going to sew or stick sequins on for leaves.
Yeah.
So it's a real mix. So you don't have to be really good at sewing or embroidery.
You just sort of need to be a little bit creative and sort of try and think of a theme in some way related to the hospice and its 35th
anniversary. We do, yeah. And what I did was I went around and took photographs of around the hospice. So there's some lovely mosaics in the chapel then some of the Chelsea garden and the greenhouse and the art room. So if people are really stuck, there are lots of ideas that they can
fabulous.
Use. Yeah,
I'm sure the Chelsea garden could be a real inspiration, actually.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if all else fails, a sunflower doesn't go on this.
You can never have too many sunflowers.
No.
Not in the hospital.
So as well as all that, Marion, you're also doing a project with one of the primary schools here on the island.
We are. It's Gatton and Lake Primary School, and we're in our third week today. They came this morning.
Yeah.
And the kids have been fantastic. They were all a little bit apprehensive, I think, about coming, the kids. I got them to paint pebbles today to write a word that expressed what they felt when they started a project and how they feel now.
Right.
And many of them said that they were a little bit scared or anxious, and today they said that they loved it and they were very happy and it made them smile.
Oh, that's nice. So they've got two pebbles, one that says anxious and one that says smiley.
Yeah, so just to think about. And they've painted on a large 8x4 piece of ply, the Isle of Wight, and they've been drawing portraits of patients and talking to them about their favourite places on the island.
Oh, that's nice.
And there's a lovely lady, Eileen, that came down from a ward. She's on the inpatient unit, so we wheeled her down in her bed into the John Cheverton Centre because she specifically wanted to see the children.
Oh.
And they were a little bit nervous to begin with, but several of them just stood by her bed, and it was a wonderful moment when she just pulled out her arm and grabbed one of the little boys to her and said, "What's your name?"
Oh.
And then they just didn't stop chatting.
Oh, that's lovely.
So it's been really, really nice.
So were they able to show her the pebbles and things?
Showed her pebbles. And next week, next Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, we're inviting anyone to come along, parents of the children, the school children themselves, and they're going to do an assembly type thing to talk about their project and what they've done and what they've learned about the hospice.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, so, that is just amazing.
So that's going to be at the John Cheverton Centre.
Yeah.
And the patients going to be there as well?
Patients, families, friends, children, anyone who wants to drop in. Tea and cake, as always.
Yeah. As always, always tea and cake at the hospice. And this was the project that was mentioned by the...
CQC. It was mentioned in their report, so that was really nice.
And had you done projects of this kind when you were at St Christopher's in London?
Yes, yeah. Nigel started it with one of his friends, John Goody, and they were at university together. Mm-hmm. And John Goody was a head teacher at one of the primary schools in London, and they kind of came up with this idea, I think over a bottle of wine. Probably never imagining it would sort of expand as it has. And people do it worldwide now. There are projects in Australia and all over the place.
So it's sort of really pioneering stuff.
It's been really good.
And the UK hospice movement really sort of setting the way as it always has done, really.
Yeah, it has. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah. Nice one. Well, listen, we've got to get into some Bob Geldof. This is Bob Geldof before he got into a spat with hardworking fishermen. I don't like Mondays. This is the sound I grew up with. Stick with us here on Vectis Radio, because in the rest of the hospice show, we've got Chip coming into the studio. He's actually a volunteer, of course, at the hospice, and he's been doing some amazing interviews. So we're going to listen to those after the Boomtown Rats and the adverts and a bit of Kate Nash. Oh, they're the kind of lyrics I love. Do wah do, Kate Nash. Oh dear, I didn't quite hear that, Kate. Anyway, it wasn't rated, that track, but never mind. We didn't really hear that word, did we? Now I've got Chip with me.
Hello.
Together with Marion. Now, Marion, Chip, how's he doing as a volunteer at the hospice?
He's doing brilliant.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, I am sure.
You look kind of quizzical.
No, I know he's doing brilliant because he's just getting on with it when I've not been around.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah.
Well, Chip, what are you doing at the hospice?
I'm doing all sorts.
You're not just eating in the canteen, are you?
No. I am going in there and helping out in the art room and...
Oh, brilliant.
Helping out with getting it
now, how
ready.
Are you at sewing? Because Marion was putting out a call to arms just a few moments ago for people to help her sewing.
I'm not the best at sewing.
That's a shame.
But
my mum is.
Oh, well, you'll have to get her to come in.
She lives in Brockenhurst.
Oh, right. Well, that's not going to help.
My dad
then.
Might be.
Yeah.
I'll get my dad.
I'm sure he'll be delighted that you suggested him.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chip, what you've also been doing is interviewing a few people.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. You've got Barbara. We're going to listen to an interview with Barbara in a moment. What does Barbara do?
She's a staff member at the hospice.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's listen to that one, and then we've got Pat up after that.
Hi, it's Chip, and I'm with Barbara.
Hello, Chip. I'm Barbara. I'm a staff nurse.
So what do you do up for hospice?
Well, at the moment, I'm covering for Tina, who's the permanent nurse. Staff nurse on the unit. I oversee the patients, work in a team, identify any needs that the patients might have to see a doctor, do any nursing duties, and just generally make sure that, or try and ensure that people who spend their time with us, which is 10 till 3 on average, they make use of their time here and enjoy it as much as they can.
So what do you like about working up here?
Well, everything really. The patients, the volunteers, food.
So what do you think of a cafe?
I try not to use it too much because it's too tempting. So I try and bring my own food, but I do occasionally get naughty and go and buy something.
What's the best bit about working up for hospice?
The atmosphere, I think. The nice feeling here.
What does your job entail?
Well, just really doing a bit of everything. It's difficult to do dressings, take people to the bathroom, toilet, mix with my team. Just a little bit of everything.
Thank you for letting me interview you, Barbara.
Thank you, Chip. Nice to speak to you.
What song would you like to be played on the radio?
Oh, I think it'd have to be something by David Bowie. You choose.
Okay, here's a bit of David Bowie.
It's a god-awful small affair.
David Bowie, did you get those drums at the end? You know where those drums are from, don't you?
Was it you?
No, it's Richard. No, it wasn't me.
Yeah,
it was Richard Strauss, wasn't it? There was that little bit from Richard Strauss's Electra or whatever.
So it wasn't you on the pots and
pans. It wasn't me. Yeah. It wasn't me on the drums. No, I know Kieran sitting next to me has been on the drums before, but that doesn't sound as if it was a particularly great experience. More of that after the news. Here we are, here on Vectis Radio. It's the Hospice Show. I have got Chip and Marion in front of me, and Chip did another interview at the hospice with Pat. Who's Pat?
She's a patient.
Oh, fantastic. Should we listen to that now, then?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Chip here, and I am with the lovely Pat. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm here for a week's rest. Not that I do anything when I'm home, but it's nice to be pampered.
So what's it like coming up to the hospice?
Very welcoming. Everybody's so friendly. I can't say anything wrong about the place, because if I did it, I'd be telling lies. It's given me a new lease of life. Coming here, I'm doing things that I've never ever thought I'd ever do. And I didn't know I had brains before I come here.
If you don't mind me asking, so what have you got up to over the week?
I go in the art room. Anne, who's one of the volunteers on a Friday, she said, would I like to try it? And I said, I'd always wanted to learn to do calligraphy. And so she started me on that. And then from that, I went to putting a design on paper and painting a plate. You know, putting the design on the plate and then painting it. And now I'm doing the, what they call needle felting with her. On a Monday, I'm with another volunteer, and we've been doing the, what they call the iris paper folding. So that's something else I'm learning to do. I suppose all sorts of odds and ends I've done, you know. I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't come here.
What do you think of the food up here? Do you like it?
Yes. Yes, when I came in the first time for respite, I put on weight, so I've got to make sure I don't start anymore, because you can't get it off.
Like, when you're on respite, do you stay in the wards up here?
Yes, you have a room to yourself with your own ensuite. Very nice.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And I mean, you just ring the bell if you want help with anything, and they're there. And all through the night, if you happen to be awake, you'll see a head come around the door. They say every 20 minutes, but I think it's shorter than that. I think it's about every quarter of an hour they're looking through to see that you're all right. Oh yes, they're very much on the ball.
So what's your favourite meal that you've had this week?
Yesterday I had some scampi and chips, and they weren't oven chips either, so they were lovely.
So thank you for letting me interview you, Pat.
That's all right, thank you.
What song would you like me to play for you on the radio?
Would that be a Lynn one?
Yes, I remember her quite plainly.
White Cliffs of Dover?
Yeah, I'm a Vera Lynn one. She was 100 yesterday. They called her the Forces Sweetheart. She supports a home in Sussex. It's special needs anyway, and she supports that. I think nearly all her money goes into that. Apparently, Sunday night, they put the flash, the Union Jack, over the White Cliffs of Dover. With her photo in it, because that was one of her songs.
Here's Vera Lynn, White Cliffs of Dover.
We are family. What an appropriate one for the hospice show here on Vectis Radio. You've been listening to James, Judith, Chip, Marion. And Marion, there's so much going on at the hospice at the moment that we've just got time for one more thing, haven't we? And that is music. Because you do these amazing concerts, don't you, in the John Cheverton Centre. And the next one coming up is on Thursday the 6th of April. It's Jukebox Jazz. Jukebox Jazz. Sorry, I forgot the X on the end. And full of passion and energy, lots of jazz. Lovely to see your programme. I've got it in front of me. There's classical music, there's rock music, there's piano, there's jazz, there's soul. It's a fantastic programme. It's on Thursdays. The best thing of all is tickets are £10. And that includes wine and canapés. And if you're a patient, it's free, isn't it?
That's right, yes. And the wine and canapés are very good.
Yeah,
well,
they are.
Music.
I know. I sort of went about through two trays of canapés last time I came, but never mind that. Anyway, it's been wonderful having you on the show. Thank you incredibly much. And yes, we will be back after the news. And we've got lots to talk about walking and running.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
www.vectisradio.com.